Morning Watch, the enjoyment of Christ and our growth in life unto maturity. Week 1. The enjoyment of the all-inclusive Christ as a unique solution to all problems in the church. Lord's Day, related verses. 1 Corinthians 1, verses 10, 17 through 23, and 31. Now I beseech you, brothers, through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be attuned in the same mind and in the same opinion. Verses 17 through 23. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to announce the gospel, not in wisdom of speech, that the cross of Christ may not be made void. For the word of the cross is to those who are perishing foolishness, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the understanding of those who understand I will set aside. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the preaching to save those who believe. For indeed, Jews require signs and Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to Jews a stumbling block, and to Gentiles foolishness. Verse 31, that as it is written, he who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 2. And I, when I came to you, brothers, came not according to excellence of speech or of wisdom, announcing to you the mystery of God. For I did not determine to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and this one crucified.